are in page Nun Amud Aleph.
We need a
future,
a bigger place. We need
a bigger place, you're right. This is another thing to
put in here as a book.
We need
to put that on the list. I've been looking at the Leandro Hotel across the street.
Very nice. Very nice.
That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah. Very nice.
You said you wanted to fill that up. That's
really?
Our goal. Is it
just a matter of time?
Isn't that our goal?
One
we're going to take down the Leandro Hotel
for the,
side
for the close, for the close future, for the next future. Okay, Bezrat Hashem. Rabbi say page Nun Amud Aleph. We learned yesterday the argument between Rabbi Yossi HaGlili and to Rabbi Akiva. So we said that Rabbi Yossi HaGlili is saying the opinion that according to the amount of people, we're going to change the way of saying Birkat HaZimun. And he's setting levels 3, 10, 100, 1,000, 1 ribo, it's 10,000, and 100,000, 100,000. Right? This is the levels by the Shita of Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. And he's counting on the verse that is saying, Bemikhelot barchu Elohim. In groups, you should bless Elohim. So if in groups you should bless Elohim, so it means that every group have a different status, definition. Because else it was written, would have been written, bless Elohim, wherever you are. But because it's written in groups, you understand that there is a difference between each and every group. Amar Rabbi Akiva, those 2 points. Amar Rabbi Akiva, in the middle of the page. אמר רבי עקיבא, מה מצינו בבית הכנסת וכולי? What we found in the synagogues in בית כנסת, that there is no difference between 10 people to 1 million people, minyan, there is no difference, we're going to say, ברכו את השם. By the shita of רבי עקיבא, we're not saying, ברכו את השם המבורך. But רבי ישמעאל is adding the word, המבורך. Blessed Hashem, that he is the blessed one. So Rabbi Ishmael is adding that he is the blessed one. Ha-mevorach. Okay? But still, we're talking about the same halakha before of Sefer Torah or before of Aleinu Shabeach or, you know, the places that we have before Pesukei Dezimra, that we have the before of Kriyat Shema, after Pesukei Dezimra, that we have the Baruchu et Hashem Amborach. So in that place, Rabbi Akiva is saying, you see, there is no difference between a minyan, small minyan of 10 people, to a huge crowd of 100,000 people. In both of situations, we're going to say Baruchu et Hashem, Baruchu et Hashem Amborach, according to the Shita of Rabbi Ishmael. So that is the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, to say that the halakha is not being changed by the amount of people. So you don't have those levels of 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000. You don't have those levels. He is that opinion that we saw before in the Mishnah that is saying that there is no difference between 10 to 10,000. No difference at all. Okay, so Rabbi Akiva, so the Gemara is asking on Rabbi Akiva, Haikra, that verse, במקהלות ברכו אלוהים, in groups you should bless Hashem, that Rabbi Yossi HaGlili is establishing his opinion on that verse. That verse is showing to us a dividing between groups. So Rabbi Akiva, what he is doing with that verse, he should divide between the groups. What is learning from that verse? Haikra de Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, that verse of Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, my avidle, what Rabbi Akiva going to do with that? That verse is showing to us that you need to divide between the groups, that you have to change the halakha. Mibaile lechedetanya. Rabbi Akiva is learning that verse. He needs that verse for something totally else. Lechedetanya, like that it's written in a braita. Haya Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir was saying, Minayin, where we learned it from, Shafilu ubarin, that even babies that were still shebeme'e iman, in the stomachs of their mothers, in the generation of coming out from Egypt, of Yetziat Mitzrayim. How, where we learned it from, that even the babies that were inside the stomachs of their mothers, Amru Shira al Hayam, they were joining Shirat Hayam, the song that Am Yisrael sang in front of the sea. Where we learned it from? Need to have a verse. Shenemar, that it been said, Bemikelot Barchu Elohim, in groups they gonna bless Elohim, Hashem, God, Mimkor Israel, from the source of Am Israel. So you see that in the end of that verse, it's written the source. The source of a man is the stomach of his mother. So from that verse, we learned, Rabbi Meir learned, that also those babies, how you said, Ubarim?
Fetus.
Okay, that they were also, can you use pen if I want? So, open or N. We said that N and pen, it's two words that you can use them for whatever you need. So, where we learned it from, that those fetus also sang in Shirat Hayam with the rest of Am Israel, from that verse. So you see that now Rabbi Akiva occupied that verse. That verse is not available anymore for him. He's learning from that. Ve'idach, but the other one is Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, where he gonna learn the source for that limud that even those fetus were singing in the Yam Suf? Where he gonna learn that from? Mimekor Nafka. He's taking it out just from the word source. He doesn't need all of the verse to learn that. He used only that word, Mimekor, from the source. So Rabbi Akiva learned from all of the verse, also the fact that they were singing. But for Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, it's not required to use all of the verse, just the word source. Okay, so now we understand both of them, no argument anymore. Amar Rava said, Halakha ke Rabbi Akiva. The halakha is like Rabbi Akiva. What it means is halakha like Rabbi Akiva? That the zimun, the benching, is not being changed according to the amount of people. It stays Nevarech Elokenu, and this is it. Ravina veRav Chama Bar Buzi. Ravina and Rabbi Chama Bar Buzi, the son of Buzi, Ikleu, they found themselves Lebe Rish Galuta, in the house of the head of the exile. Like we said, the head of the exile, he was a minister. He wasn't a chief rabbi. He wasn't a head rabbi. He was the minister, the leader of the exile in a politic way. So, Kam Rav Chama. So Rav Chama stood up, means during the Seuda, while the head of the exile was still sitting and eating. Rav Chama stood up, v'kamehader, and he was looking, abemea, for 100 people. He was looking, like people today go out to look for minyan, is there tenth center, looking for the tenth one, looking for a minyan, needs two, requires two, three, okay? But Rav Chama, he went to look for another 5, another 15, we don't know how many, to complete the numbers of people in the Seuda to 100. So from that we can learn that he was counting the Shita of Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, not the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Because for Rabbi Akiva there is no reason to look for 100 for Zimun. Because there is no difference between 10 to 100. So there is no reason to look for 100. Amar le Ravina, so Ravina told him, Lo tzrichat hachi, you don't need to do that. You don't need to look for 100. Hachi amar Rava, this is what the Rava said. Halacha ke Rabbi Akiva. The halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. So there is no difference between 10 to 100. Amar Rava, Rava said, this is another story that Rava is telling us, that the Gemara is bringing us. Amar Rava, Rava said, Ki achlinan rifta beresh galuta, when we were eating bread in the house of head of exile, mevarchinan gimel gimel. we were blessing 3-3. What it means? It means that there was a huge group over there, 20, 50 people, but they didn't want to stay longer until the head of exile gonna finish his Yehuda, second dish, third dish, dessert, and after it something, a liquor to drink, and on, and stories. Didn't have time, those are Talmidei Chachamim. They wanted to honor the head of exile to come to sit with him in the Suda, but to move on. So what they would do, they would stand up, they would divide themselves to 3-3, and then they would make a Zimun. So it's hard. What is hard? They're canceling Zimun in 10 and creating Zimun in 3. Okay, on that, we said that it's a problem. Mm-hmm. On that, we said that it's a problem to divide.
Maybe there were less than 10. 6?
Maybe. It's not it's not so logic to say that in the house of the head of exile are going to be only 6 people sitting and eating.
Do you want to embarrass
him? Let's see. Let's see. So the Gemara is saying, Velivarchu Yud Yud, why they wouldn't bless 10-10? Divide yourself to 10 and don't cancel the word mentioning the name Elokeinu in the Zimun. Because we said, even by the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, that he's not changing from 10 to 100, he is changing from 3 to 10. 3 is without mentioning the name of Hashem. 10 is with mentioning the name of Hashem. And 100, it's the same. 1,000, it's the same. This is the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. So, why they were dividing themselves to 3 and canceling the fact of being able to mention the name of Hashem in the Zimun? Velivarchu Yud Yud. Let them gonna bless 10-10. That they're not gonna lose the mentioning of the word Elokeinu, name of Hashem. So the answer of the Gemara is Shama Resh Galuta Ve'ikpad. If the head of the exile gonna hear them, because you have to shush the crowd so that everyone gonna be able to hear the benching, the Zimun. So if we are 3, we can say, Baruch Shachad Mishalom Tuvo Chayim. No one gonna mention, no one gonna see that. But if now we're 10, we have to say, Hey, Rabbi Sai, Nevarech Elokeinu, have to say it louder. And if you're gonna say it louder for 10 people, the head of exile gonna hear, and gonna be makpid, gonna be angry. Why are you going? 10 people now going from the Suda? No more support to the yeshivot. No more support for the Talmudei Torah. Cannot do something like that.
So they have the same problem we have now?
Yes. Yes.
What's Venifku?
Venifku, this is the next part, Venifku, and why they will not gonna fulfill their obligation. Means Yetzu. Nifku, it's Yetzu. But it means Yetzu Yedechova, fulfill their obligation, Bevirketa Deresh Galuta. Why they will not gonna wait until the Resh Galuta gonna say his bracha with mentioning Elokeinu? Why they need to go at all? We're asking, Nidmara is asking. Let them wait until the Resh Galuta gonna say his bracha and gonna cover for them. So the Gemara is answering, Aidi de Avshu, because of the noise, Kule Alma, of all of the world that were there during the Seuda, Lo Shame, they couldn't hear. They will not gonna be able to hear. They're afraid to stay until the end of the Seuda, not because of the reason that I said before, that they didn't want to wait until the end. It's another option. Now, the Gemara is bringing, because they were afraid that they will not gonna hear the benching like they should because of all of the crowd. So they rather to do it and to be Yotzim Yedechova. If you're gonna see, let's read Rashi, one Rashi on that. We're gonna learn the two Rashis. Mevarchinan Tlata Tlata. Blessed 3-3. Okay? Resh Galuta, the head of exile, Ma'arich Besudato, he was eating a long time in his meal. Ve'anan and us, Kol Gimel ve'Gimel Shegamru, all three and three that finished Seudatan, their meal, Mezamnin Bekol Namuch, they were blessing in a low voice, silent voice. Ve'yoshvin Achar HaBracha, and they would sit after the blessing, Ad Shegamar Resh Galuta, until that the head of exile would finish, ve'izamnuhu v'ayoshevin etzlo bekol ram, and he and all of his people gonna finish blessing out loud. You see, they would not come up. They wouldn't go away. They would just fulfill their obligation in a more logic way by their shita. Soon you're gonna understand it more. Ulkaman parich, and in the future, like we already seen that, they're gonna ask ve'nifku bevracha deresh galuta. So let them wait. If they're sitting and waiting, let them listen to the blessing of the Resh Galuta, head of exile. He's going to cover for them. Why they need to downgrade the Zimun 4-3? Shamar Resh Galuta, because they were afraid that Resh Galuta going to hear and going to be angry if they're going to be 10-10. Im ayum mezamnin yud-yud, if they would make the Zimun as 10 people, 10 and 10, Hayat Tzarich HaMevarech, the one that would do the Zimun, had to raise his voice, Lagbi HaKolo. V'ishma Resh Galuta, and the head of exile gonna hear it, V'yecherelo, and he's gonna be angry. Sha'anu Osin, that we are doing, you see that Rashi, twice, also in this Rashi and also in the other Rashi, he's bringing himself into the situation. Means that this is Halakha also for today. He's coming to teach us not a story on them. He's coming to teach us, and we are doing. This is what that we are doing. If you're in the same situation, us, Rabbanan, we are Rabbanan. Also now, when you're learning it, you are Rabbanan. You need to learn halacha from it. It's very, very important. And he's going to be angry that we're doing a group for ourselves. Chavura la'atzmenu befarhesia, when we're in public. Afal gav, even though demafki nafshayhu, that they are fulfilling their obligation, midei zimun shel azkarat Hashem, even though that they are canceling themselves from mentioning the name of Hashem Yitbarach in the larger zimun, they lost that thing. V'chihadar, and after it, mezamen resh galuta v'azkarat Hashem, the head of exile gonna say the zimun with mentioning the name of Hashem. Lav inhu nafkibe, they would not be yotzim yedei chova anyhow. Anyway, there was a problem. If they would stay, and now we're going to understand that, this is why I wanted to read that Rashi. They had a reason not to wait until the end, not because of the time, just because that they had a problem because of the noise. They could not go out and fulfill their obligation by the zimun of the head of exile. Means that they actually haven't lost nothing by downgrading the zimun from 10 to 3.
Actually gained.
Because actually they gained, because if they would wait to the bigger one, they would lose it all. They would not be able to fulfill their obligation. Rashi is going to explain. V'chihadar, because after it, mezamen resh galuta ba'azkarat Hashem, when the head of exile is going to bless with mentioning the name of Hashem, lab inu nafkibe, they will not going to be able to be yotzim yadei chova, to fulfill their obligation in it at all. Why? Kedamar Rabba Tosfa'a, like that Rabba Tosfa'a, it's one of the righteous people, his name was Rabba Tosfa'a, that he said, de'en zimun lemafrea, that you cannot be yotze yedei chova in a zimun lemafra. What it means? It means two things. First of all, what that we said before, and the second is that let's say that they made a zimun of three, and now they're listening to another zimun. It's not helping them because you cannot be yotze yedei chova bezimun lemafra. Lemafra means after that you blessed, you cannot be yotze yedei chova zimun. For an example, if three people sit and eat now together, and one blessed Birkat HaMazon without Zimun, now the other two are telling him, hey, what, you finished Birkat HaMazon? What are you doing? We wanted to do a Zimun. Now they're going to make a Zimun with him, they're going to fulfill their obligation of Zimun, but he lost it. Even though that he's going to answer for them, he lost the mitzvah of Zimun. Because in the end, Zimun lemafra. There is no Zimun after the fact. After the fact, b'diavad. There is no. You finish Birkat HaMazon, you lost the Zimun. Okay, let's continue. Afilu hachi, but even though, nichalehu behachi. It's comfortable for them like that. Why it's comfortable for them like that? Mishum de'av shiku le'alma. Because of the noise of all of the crowd, of all of the people that were there, shayusha mesubin rabim, that there were a lot of people that were sitting and eating. It was a dining room. It was a huge group of people. Ve'ein kol ha'mevarech nishma. And the voice of the one that was saying the blessing was not being heard. So, actually, by Rashi, if the person, the pshat, the Rashi is saying in the last line, ve'ein kol ha'mevarech nishma, and the voice of the one that is blessing was not being heard. From that we can learn that Rashi is obligating the one that hears Birkat HaZimun to continue to hear the voice of him when he is blessing Birkat HaMazon. Rashi obligates the one that trying to be Yotzei Yedei Chova in benching, in Mitzvat HaZimun, also to hear Birkat HaMazon from the one that is blessing. This is Rashi. What?
We don't do this.
We don't do that. This is the opinion of Rashi.
We say our own Birkat HaMazon. So for us, we can do it.
You're saying, but you still hear.
You just have to hear the Zimun.
See, do both.
For us, until the end of Bracha Rishona, until Hazan et HaKol, you have to hear Hazan et HaKol, and to answer Amen on Hazan et HaKol, and then you can start saying Birkat HaMazon by yourself. Lemaise. But we're not learning Lemaise here. Learning Gemara. Okay, so you do have that, but not, we don't know what Rashi is talking about. Maybe also Rashi is talking about first bracha. We don't know exactly what Rashi is talking about.
When we're on a big party, it's good. We make our own zimun.
Exactly.
Because we don't need to hear the first
bracha. Even if it's three people. In weddings, this is what the people are doing. You come to a wedding, there is probably the chatan, and they're going to do a zimun in 10, in the end of the chatunah, at 12, at 1, at 2, they're going to make a zimun in 10. But you, that you have to go, actually you know that even if you're going to wait, there is a sight to say that you will not going to heal the one that is blessing. Probably they're going to give the grandfather to say the Birkat HaMazon. The old grandfather. You're the old grandfather. And when he's going to say Birkat HaMazon, us, the one with the difficulties of hearing, we will not going to be able to hear all of the Birkat HaMazon or all the first bracha. So we're not going to lose by saying Zimun in three, just we're going to gain. Because if we're going to wait even until the end, we're going to lose it all. Because everyone's going to be Yotzei Yedei Chova, and they're going to bless, and we're going to stay with nothing because we haven't heard him saying the bracha. And Rashi is obligating the one that hears to hear. Wonderful. Very good. Amar Rabba Tosfa. Rabba Tosfa'a that we learned from Rashi on him just now. He said, Hane Gimel, those three, the Karche Rifta that were eating bread, Behade Hadade, together, Vekadim Chad Minayu, and suddenly one of them, Uvarich Ledate, went earlier than them, faster than them, and started to bless. Leda'ate, because he wanted, according to his will, he wanted to bless. He had to go, he had to catch the light train, the Rakevet HaKala, and this is it. And he finished Birkat HaMazon. What are you going to do now? Inun, so those two, Nafkin Bezimun Dideh, they can go out in his Zimun, means to join him, to force him to join them in a Zimun. He have to answer to them, Baruch Shachanum Shelov Tuvochainu. He have to answer them, and they gonna fulfill their obligation, but Ihu lo nafik bezimun dideu. But he is not fulfilling his obligation to be part of that Zimun. לפי שאין זימון למפרע. Because you don't have zimun after the fact, after blessing Birkat HaMazon. Zimun have to be before Birkat HaMazon. If you already said Birkat HaMazon, even if now there's a group in the table, you decided already, I have to run, my wife, wonderful wife, she just bought her a new gun, and what can I do? I have to run home. And Baruch Hashem, you decided that you're going to say Birkat HaMazon fast and run away from that long wedding. Baruch Hashem, wonderful. Finish Birkat HaMazon. Now you see all of the group have the same copy of your wife in their houses. Also, and they all have to run, but they have a little bit more Siyata Dishmaya than you. And they're benching, they're making Zimun. You cannot join them in their Zimun. If you're going to join them, you're going to help them to complete to 3, to complete to 10. It's great, you help them, you have a mitzvah of helping them. But you haven't said Zimun. Even that you answered, Nevarech, Baruch Shachanu Mishelo, Baruch Elokeinu Shachanu Mishelo. Great, you helped them. But you haven't fulfilled your obligation of saying Zimun. Because you cannot say Zimun after Birkat HaMazon. Zimun is where inviting ourselves, we're joining ourselves to say Birkat HaMazon. So you cannot do that to prepare yourself to Birkat HaMazon after Birkat HaMazon.
You can join them even if you're not needed?
Yes. Adraba, you're making for them something good, but you're not fulfilling your obligation. It's kindness, it's a mitzvah, it's good. But you haven't, you blessed Hashem, you praised Hashem, you honored Hashem, but you haven't fulfilled the obligation. Okay, it's something else. Raphram Bar Papa, Raphram Bar Papa, Raphram the son of Papa, Ikla Lebek Nishta, he found himself in the Beit Knesset, synagogue, the Abi Gibar, of Abi Gibar. There is an argument, disagreement on what is that Abi Gibar, or that it's a name of a person, that he was huge person that owns the Beit Knesset, it was a large, very famous Beit Knesset, or that it's a name of a place, Abi Gibar. Or that it's a place, or that it's a person, that place or a person owned a Beit Knesset. It was a huge, very famous, very large Beit Knesset. Come, so Raphram Bar Papa stood up, means come besifra, in while reading the Sefer Torah, ve'amar, and he said, Barichu et Hashem, bless Hashem. And he have not said, bless Hashem ha-mevorach. We said that there is an argument between Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Akiva is saying to say, Barechu et Hashem. And Rabbi Ishmael is saying, Barechu et Hashem ha-mvorach. So Raphram Bar Papa went according to the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. And in that big Beit Knesset of Abi Gibar, he said, Barechu et Hashem. And he stopped. And the Ishtik. And he was silent. ולא אמר המבורך, and you have not said המבורך, ברכו את השם המבורך. Can imagine yourself in Shabbos in חוץ של חסד saying ברכו את השם. Come on, you think it's going to be so easy? אבשוקו לאלמה, shouted, all of the crowd were shouting, ברכו את השם המבורך, you should say השם המבורך. Raphram Bar Papa, you can be Rabbi Akiva, you can be whoever you want to be. You should say Hashem Mvorach. All of the Beit Knesset were shouting. Amar Rava, so Rava came to him after it and told him, Patya Ukma. Patya Ukma, it's a kinui, like a nickname. It's a kinui. It sounds very bad. Soon I'm going to explain to you. But actually, it's a positive word. He called him, it's a black earth-made vessel. Black earth-made
earthenware vessel.
You have a picture of it. Very nice.
Yeah.
So, what? It sounds bad. A black vessel, a black earthenware vessel sounds bad. Chalcina Shchora. Like burn, saruf. So, actually it sounds bad, but actually it's a positive way of saying something. Why? Because actually it's like a Talmid Chacham that doesn't care about himself at all. And he becomes to be black because he doesn't care about this world at all, and he just learns Torah and pray all of the time, and he's not cleaning himself and looking like a prince. He's just serving Hashem Yitbarach, and he doesn't look at nothing, so he becomes to be black, so to speak. So actually he told him, Patia Ukma, a black earthenware vessel, Behade Plugta Lamalach, why you put yourself in that argument? Why you need those wars for yourself? Why you put yourself in that argument? Ve'od, and another reason, Hanaug Alma ki Rabbi Ishmael, that you see that everyone are doing what Rabbi Ishmael said. Yeah, look my Ahmad Abar, look what the world are doing. Join them, you don't need to, no, you're wrong, you're all wrong. There is that joke that there was, I told you that I think, on that person that went from Jerusalem to Tel Aviv. And he's driving, and his wife is calling him and telling him, "Be careful, be careful." He's telling her, "What happened?" She's telling him, there is a crazy person that drives in the other direction against traffic. So he told her, "One, I see thousands of them." So you see that everyone are going in the different directions. So make a U-turn and don't be so such a genius. Wonderful. Rashi. Rashi. Rabbi Nachman said that Rashi is the brother of the Torah. Ach shel HaTorah. You cannot understand the Torah without Rashi at all. Okay. Ve'idach. Rashi ve'idach. Ubarim, how you said Ubarim?
Fides.
Fides.
Abim.
Ubarim.
Fitai. Fitai.
Fitai.
Fitai. Ubarim.
Pen. Mimakor nafka comes out from the source, means from the womb. Ve'anan and us mimikalot darshinan. We're learning that from groups. Means they were also a group that were singing. They were a different group. Wonderful. Halacha ki Rabbi Akiva. Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva beVirkat Amazon. Not in all places, only in Birkat Amazon. De'echad esre ve'echad esre ribo. Of 11 and 11. 110,000. Wonderful. Are the same. The Zimun, or way of making Zimun, will not gonna change from small group to a big, large group when it's larger than 10. Mevarchin antlata tlata, we learned that. Shamarish galuta, we learned that. Uvarich ledate, and the person was blessing. This is what we learned from Rabba Tosfa'a. If a person out of three people that were sitting and eating, he was blessing for himself, le'atzmo belo zimun, for himself without zimun, so he can help them to complete their obligation, but they cannot help him to fulfill his, because he lost it by saying Birkat Hamazon. Mishabirech, from the moment that he blessed. Le'mafrea, mishabirech. After the fact, from the moment that he blessed. And to fulfill the obligation of Zimun, he cannot fulfill that. Patya, kli cheres, earthenware vessel, kedamar, like that it said, says in another place, hane patyuta de bemichse, those vessels that have covering. Behade plukta, lamalach, in that argument, why you put yourself in it? Tov lecha lechoz divrei Rabbi Ishmael. It's better for you to hold the words of Rabbi Ishmael. Why? Shaf Rabbi Akiva modeh, because also Rabbi Akiva is admitting dechiamar hamvorach tfei adif, that to say hamvorach, it's even better. Ela she'en tzarich, just that you're not obligated, you don't have to. Even Rabbi Akiva, that he said Baruch Hu Et Hashem, he haven't meant say Baruch Hu Et Hashem and this is it. He said, if you said Baruch Hu Et Hashem, you fulfill your obligation. But it's better to say Baruch Hu Et Hashem. Rabbi Akiva is saying that. But by Rabbi Ishmael is saying, if you said Baruch Hu Et Hashem, you haven't said nothing. You need to say Hamborach. So, if you're going to hold the Shita of Rabbi Ishmael, you're also doing the better way of Rabbi Akiva. So, you don't need to hold the lower level of Rabbi Akiva. You understood that? Rabbi Akiva said that both of the options are good. To say Baruch Hu Et Hashem, it's wonderful. To say Baruch Hu Et Hashem Amvorach, it's even better. Rabbi Ishmael is saying to say Baruch Hu Et Hashem Amvorach, it's the best, and there is no other option. And to say Baruch Hu Et Hashem, you haven't said nothing. So hold the opinion that it's going to be the best for both. David. Please. Next Shabbos, we're going to check you. If you're going to wake up in time. You and me.
What?
You and me. Both of us are going to wake up in time.
Homework,
yes. Now it's time to check your homework. You think that you thought that you're going to... You thought that you're gonna escape. Caught you right in time.
No, actually, you gave the answer just now. That's why it reminded me.
What was the question?
What was the question?
The question was that we had actually yesterday we thought there were only two examples, Gimel and Dalet, that are halakha, but there were four.
You need to help us, Rav Avram. You are inside the Sugya.
Remind us, what are you talking about?
We were talking about within the Zimun, there are ways, things that we say, that if we say it in one way, then we're like a Talmid Chacham. If we say it another way, we're like a boor, Am Haaretz. We're like a boor. And the question is that we say it, and it said halakha when it said before the boor. The way the boor says it is halakha. And it says it four times. Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, the same argument. This way you do it, you're like a chacham. This way you do it, you're. Halakha is like a boor.
So why do they have halakha is like a boor?
But we do it. That is mentioned in the place of the halakha. Which of the opinions been took to halakha?
Sure.
So in all of the places, the halakha, the answer of the boo, took out for to be halakha. So
right.
It's weird.
So the answer is that when we find in the Shulchan Aruch, for example, when we're supposed to say. When we're supposed to get up in the morning. And it says we're supposed to get up in the morning at Chatzot. It says Matov. That's the best time, Matov. But not everyone can get up at Matov at the best times. So then it says that if you want, you can be like David HaMelech and get up in Ve'aira Shachar, and you can wake up the Shachar. That's another Madriga. And it says, well, maybe you're not King David. And it says, well, then you can get up and go to Tefillah in the morning with Tzibur. It gives you three levels that the person might be holding. But actually, there are other levels. There are lower levels, which Rav Dror just mentioned. And not everyone is just a regular person. Some people sleep late. What do they do? So here we have a lower level. And the level is the level of the boor, of the Am Haaretz. And we pity the Am Haaretz. And we say that it's all so good. What they're doing is considered, that they're fulfilling what they're supposed to be doing. But it says if we do it, I mean, we have this saying that we should say every day, that's, where did I write it down? Every person should ask himself, every person should ask himself, when am I, the things that I do, when are they going to reach the level of my ancestors? So although what the boor is doing is okay, So we shouldn't strive for that.
That's not the benchmark.
So halachically, what they're doing is okay. But Adif La'asot and say that to be like the Talmid Chacham and do what they're doing.
It's given in the Knesset every Shabbos.
You have to move to the Halacha
takes the lowest standard that we have to.
Well, actually, both. But the other one is also a standard. It's an acceptable standard. But you're a board.